St. Luke chapter 16, verse 30. And he said, "Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent." And he said unto him, "If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead." Dear children of God, dear baptized of God, you have the greatest treasure in the world, the most valuable treasure in the world. You've been baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. You've had your sins washed away by the power of God's Word and Spirit. What treasure in the world compares to that? And today, we learn and we relearn once again this story of the rich man and Lazarus. Although we probably almost know it by heart, yet we still learn and we grow in grace and in faith and comfort by these words. It is the story of Lazarus, but it's also your story. For it is your hope of things to come. Because soon you too will be delivered from this evil world. It is an evil world from which you'll be delivered, because this world couldn't care less about your baptism or about your faith in Christ. That's not what the world values. The world values money and power and earthly success. But just like Lazarus, by grace, soon we will be delivered from the sin and evil in this world. You'll be carried to heaven by the angels. You'll face your Lord and Savior to never die again, just as Christ will never die again. The Bible says your redemption draws nigh. That's the greatest treasure that we can ever know. Now, probably none of us here has had the life, the exact life of Lazarus, his exact situation of poverty, but at the same time, Lazarus represents you and me. All believers in Christ, because Christ himself says, "I have chosen you out of the world. Therefore, the world hates you." The world hates us because it doesn't value our faith in Christ, the promises of the Savior. It values earthly things. Earthly success and fame and fortune, not Moses and the prophets, not your faith in God's Word, and especially when your faith in the Word of God contradicts the beliefs of the world, it's not going to stand for it. It couldn't care less that you believe in the traditional marriage of man and wife, just like the scriptures say we should, because it doesn't value God's Word. It values human wisdom and understanding. And it's not going to tolerate anyone who takes a stand on God's word. The world loves to tolerate all the religions of the world except true faith in Christ, because it values the works of men. The world does. It values what we can do, how we can impress and have success and power and glory. And here comes Jesus riding on a donkey. As we hear on Palm Sunday, in the first Sunday in Advent, Jesus comes riding on a donkey in order to go to the cross. Just a few days later, who wants that? Who wants a man who suffers and dies and accomplishes our salvation? The world has to have something more, it thinks. It's got to have people showing off, doing things to impress God. That's what the prophet Muhammad is about, and Buddha. Look at all what they have done, except for the fact that they are dead, and Christ alone rose himself from the dead and promises that you too will rise. Poor Lazarus, a beggar, comes to God without a single cent of his own. Not a single cent. And even the dogs came and licked his sores. He had nothing to offer. And we too come to Christ. Nothing in my hands I bring. Simply to thy cross I cling. We confess in the Lutheran hymnal, naked come to thee for dress. Helpless look to thee for grace. Grace, God's undeserved love and forgiveness. For we must confess that we daily sin much. We confessed it today. We confess it today in the confession of sins. We are poor, miserable sinners. Scripture says, there is none that doeth good. No, not one. Yet by grace, God sent us his Son. And he did everything needful to accomplish our salvation, to provide forgiveness, grace, to cover our every last sin. By grace, then, we've given up on the treasures of this world. Not just the money and the earthly money of this world, but we've also given up on our own good works. The idea that we can do it, that we can bring ourselves into heaven by the good things we've done or can do, that just doesn't satisfy our eternal soul. In the scriptures, we learn the true riches of God's Son, how he made satisfaction for our sin. In Moses and the prophets, we learn how he was promised from the very beginning of the world, long before we were born. He already then knew us by name, just like he knew Lazarus by name, mentions him by name, yet not the rich man. He doesn't mention his name. He doesn't know him. What earthly thing can compare with Jesus Christ, who offers us complete forgiveness, calling us by name to receive all that's necessary to be saved. We brought nothing into this world. It's certain we can carry nothing out. Even the richest man in the world can't take 1 cent with him when he dies. But in Christ, we have treasure that lasts way beyond this life, way beyond the grave. Whether we are rich or poor, somewhere in the middle, that's not the main thing. God sent His Son to cleanse us from our sin and make us acceptable to Him. Jesus is the solid foundation upon which to build, not earthly success or the rising and falling of the stock market. The things of this world change. Jesus Christ and His mercy toward us never changes. He has more forgiveness than the whole world has sin. The currency in His kingdom is one of free, unending grace and mercy that never runs out. Whoever comes to Him, He says, He will in no wise cast out. As He draws us to Him by His Word and Spirit, not with the fading treasures of this world, not with our own good works, but with the perfect life of Christ. At the same time, we acknowledge it's not a sin to be rich, and it's not godly to be poor. It wasn't the riches of the rich man that condemned him. It wasn't the poverty of the poor man, Lazarus, that saved him. It is the Word of God alone that saves. For faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Dear baptized of God, you have that treasure in your heart and soul. Jesus continues to be born in you by His Word and Spirit. The rich man was so convinced that he knew better than this Word of God. Even after death, he didn't change his mind. He thought surely his family would repent if Abraham would just send someone from the dead. The Word of Christ is clear. If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. That wasn't good enough for the rich man. The Word of God was not good enough. He continued to argue with Abraham. That's the wisdom of the world. We got to have something more. We got to have something to wow people and entertain them and knock their socks off. The Lutheran liturgy, the creeds, the hymns and the gospel and the sacraments, baptism, the Lord's Supper, that's so boring. That's the wisdom of the world. But in them, we have the promise of the Savior. Food for our eternal soul. The forgiving grace of the Father who sent the Son and who sends His Spirit into our heart by the Word to create and sustain that true saving faith in our heart. the Father sent the Son not to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. His heart still longs for every single soul to repent and to believe. Yet He doesn't draw people to Him with money or earthly success or our good works. He draws us to Him by His Word, by His Spirit working through the Word. That's what you have baptized of God. That's what you have in your heart and soul. The greatest treasure of all. The comforting words of the Savior who says, only believe and you will be saved. As He has accomplished everything needful for us to be saved. You have Moses and the prophets. You have the promise of the Savior, promised from the beginning of the world. He says, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. He says He'll be your Savior both now and forevermore. Regardless of the size of your bank account, regardless of how famous or good-looking you are, He values your soul above all the money and earthly success in this world. Even if you were the only person in this world, Jesus would have still died and risen again for you. May He continue to comfort and strengthen you by His Word and Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passeth all understanding keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.